السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Here we have our letters ط and ظ. ط and ظ. Just in the last lesson, we did two other letters with you, which were ص and ظ. In fact, I'll show you how many letters we've done so far. Here we have on our board, we have a. Here we have a, ba, da, fa, ja, ha, ha, da, the, ra, za, sa, sha, so, to. And now we're coming to these two new letters, to and ro. Again, as you can see, they are in, you're saying them in a very round-mouthed kind of way. You're saying them with as if there is, again, that candy or toffee that we were talking about in saw and law. That same kind of situation is over here, where the tongue is going up and touching the roof of the palate. So emphasize that. Taw, taw, law. Show the children the shape. Look at the top. It seems like the letter has got a stick up here. And look at here. Again, the letter has like kind of a stick. And that's very much like what we just did. So sometimes when these, the two letters we just previously did, the saw and the daw, the children sometimes confuse them when they're coming in a word. So you just emphasize that. If you see the difference, that has like a kind of a stick on top. And these have these round circles. But when they come in their half forms, you will notice that those circles are no longer there, which is when the child will not see much of a difference, except that the shape of the stick is going to always be there, and those letters don't join. We will talk about the joining of the letters later on. I haven't done it on this one. But these letters, because they are not in there, they will never change their shape. They will always be the same. This is why these are not given. But there you see, the same thing would happen here. So, do, to, vo. These are what we call the fantastic four. These are the strongest letters in the huruf-i-tahajji. Huruf-i-tahajji. Because the way you say it, it's a very strong pronunciation of the letters. It's like saying so as in S-A-W. And do as in saying D-A-W. But when we say da and saw, we don't really do anything much except like what we would do with the sa sound that we've just been doing. Like the saw, S-A-W, you would use this kind of sa. And da, you would use the this kind of da. So it's something very different in this. In these Arabic letters, they're not the kind of letters that you would find in the English language, in the English, in the alphabet ABC. You wouldn't have those. So the way I will try and show you children saying these sounds so that you can understand how you would have to teach the children. It's a lot of emphasis, and then you can, you know, show as if someone is very powerful when you say it. Okay, to, do, so, do, so, do, to, do. These are the fantastic four letters. You can introduce that to the children once you've shown all these four. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.